good place to slip up those hands and give him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help from him. That's a good place for me.
Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday. Angela Pride coming back to you on this lovely podcast today. I typically talk about goals today, and we may get into that a little bit, but I really want to encourage you guys and talk to you about negativity. You know, it's a lot of negativity out there, and kind of how to get away from that sort of thing. You really want to keep the things, the people, and your surroundings as positive as you can, because there is so much negativity in the world today. There are so many attacks, and you know, I think that the plan of the enemy, of course, is to get our mind, is to get us depressed, is to get us worrying, to get us thinking about things that sometimes we have no control over. So I want to talk to you guys today about that, about how, you know, getting negative people out of your life, keeping negative people out of your life, and being intentional in that. I always talk about being intentional, because in your life, you should be intentional. And again, I'm just so blessed to have this avenue to come to you guys to encourage you, to uplift you, and hopefully to motivate you in some aspects of the things that you're doing in your life. You know, you can just be going on about your business, and whether it's at home or whether it's in the workplace or whether it's at church or wherever you may be, negativity sometimes just finds us. I mean, and that's just the real. It finds us, and it seeks us out. And again, life is about how you respond. You know, if you respond in a negative way, that negativity will continue to spiral. It will continue on its cycle and will, of course, have your blood pressure high, will have you worried, will have you getting out of your character. And so these are some important things that I want to encourage you guys today to not get outside of your character. Don't allow someone else to pull you out of your character. You know, one of the first things that I started doing when I initially started coaching, and actually was calling it coaching, because before then, you know, before 2010, I really was just giving advice, and I learned quickly, or actually not so quickly. I had to really process and learn that people don't want your advice. They want their own advice. They will listen to you, and they will allow you to be a dump truck for them. And they will, you know, vent to you and pour out all of their woes on you, and then when you in turn try to give them advice, it really doesn't happen. I had quite a few of those experiences before I really honestly began calling myself a coach, because in my family and in my circles, I've always been that go-to person, the person that's easy to listen to, the person that's easy to talk to, the person that, you know, wants to mediate, wants to help, wants to push, wants to move forward. And so I have been that person, and I enjoy being that person, and hence I turned it into a profession. You know, they started putting a name on it around 2009, 2010. I said, well, shoot, that's already what I'm doing, right? So anyway, but people will do that. They will use you. They will utilize you for whatever they need to dump out to you. But then when you go to try to give them advice, 9 times out of 10, they really don't take the advice. So it's not even about you giving them advice, and it's not about me giving anybody advice anymore. It's about, especially and particularly, adults. When someone is an adult, they're going to make their own decision regardless, and we have to be okay with that. But when it comes to negativity, I'm telling you today that you need to draw your line in the sand. You need to make your mark, and you don't need to allow anyone to cross it, because you have to set up some standards for yourself and for your life, no matter how someone else is living. I remember I had a friend, and she was always going through in her relationship, and I was the person that she came to and she cried to and she vented to, but she never took my advice. And I really didn't realize, I never saw that, because I never had the same relationship issues that she had. And so I never really realized that this girl ain't taking my advice. She's basically just, you know, freeing herself by releasing on me. And I'm taking it on, and I'm so worried about her and whether she's going to make the right decision or whether the relationship is going to work out okay and things like that. And so we just come to a point, or I came to a point anyway, and I want you to come to a point to where, no, ma'am, no, sir, I'm no longer going to be that dump truck for you. And so, again, I said I want to encourage you guys about negativity today, keeping negativity out of your life. That is definitely one aspect. You know, somebody can be your best friend, or someone that you feel is near and dear to your heart. But they could be treating you like a dump truck. You cannot receive but so much negativity in your spirit before you begin to, you know, maybe become angry, maybe become harsh with your words. Now, this isn't intentional. You're not doing this intentionally, but because so much has been dumped into your spirit, and when you're that go-to person like me, trust me, I've been there. I've allowed people to pour so much into me, or will take so much from me, and with a lack of people pouring into me, to where I've been stressed and worried and, you know, just in disarray because of other people's problems, not because of my own problems. But I am that type of person that if I'm not careful, I will take on your issue for you. So I have to be mindful of that. And that is in particularly with negative people and negative surroundings. You know, I tell my kids all the time and my clients too about complaining. You know, what does complaining help? What does complaining do? Because complaining really is a form of negativity. Have you guys ever been on a job, or maybe you're at a job now, and every day that you go in, I hope it's not you, but it could be you. Somebody's complaining. Somebody's got something negative to say. Someone is not, having a good day. And it's almost like that every day. You have got to separate yourself from that person. You have got to get away from that person because that person is toxic. And if that person is you, I would encourage you to start meditating on some positive things. I am a Christian, so I talk about a lot of spiritual things. I will talk a lot about a lot of biblical principles and things like that. But if that's not your cup of tea, you still need to find something that you can meditate on that's going to be positive, that is going to bring some joy into your life, and not just complaining and always being upset and always having a problem and things like that. So, you know, again, just encouraging you guys today to get that negativity out of your life and keep it out of your life. You know, and again, when I say be intentional, when I say draw your line in the sand, you have got to be mindful of what you allow around you. And, you know, I know that some of you will know this, but, you know, negativity comes in all many colors, shapes, and sizes and forms. And so, excuse me, you really have to make a conscious effort to keep the things around you positive. Is every day going to be like Sunday? Is every day going to be like roses? I'm not saying that. I'm not suggesting that. But what I'm saying is that you definitely can minimize some of your stress, some of your worrying, some of your anger, by just cutting out on the negative people that you bring in and out of your life. And so, again, I want to give you some tips on that today. And I want to start in that. I want to start by saying that how many of you know that family members, there are people that I've had to cut off. I have to love them from afar. They're my family. We're blood. We may be blood, it may be by marriage, whatever. But I've had to cut people off because of their negativity. Some people in your family, and I think it's a subconscious thing. I don't think that they're really meaning to be that way. But again, some people's spirit within themselves is so corrupt, they can't help but be negative. They can't help but not say something. You know, and as a matter of fact, my dad was like that, you know, a lot. Like, my dad was a fun guy. He laughed, you know. He passed away December the 30th, 2006. So it's been 10 years now. My dad would have been 60 this year. He just had a birthday last week. And so anyway, but he was a fun guy. He could joke and he could laugh, but he had allowed his life, I think, to be consumed with some negativity. And he allowed that to just resonate in his spirit. And instead of him fighting against it, I think he chose not necessarily to embrace it, but to accept it. And I, you know, it saddens me a little bit when I think about that, when I think about some of the anger and sometimes when he lashed out or some of the negative things that he said. You know, I don't think that he chose to be that way, but in a sense, I think he just accepted it. And so, you know, there will be things coming out of his mouth that, you know, most people will be like, what? Did he just say that? And for us, it became acceptable because we just knew, oh, well, that's just how daddy is, or that's just how, you know, that's just how he is. But I'm telling you today, guys, you have a choice. You know, don't allow your life to be consumed with negativity, whether it's negative people, negative things, negative places that you're going. We need to have some positivity in our life, and we need to seek that out, and we need to, you know, do it on purpose, and we need to make sure that, you know, we're not living a life of negativity, and we're not allowing negativity to seep in, because it's coming. You know, it's inevitable. You know, it is going to come. You're going to get some bad news. You're going to see some things that you don't want to see. But again, think back to that response. And that's the first tip I want to give you guys today. Your response is imperative. How you respond to things. And I will give you an example from just my own personal self. You know, when negative things come at me, I have learned over the years, you know, again, it's not an overnight process, especially if you are accustomed to being negative and have been around negativity your whole life. You know, it has to be a process. You have to be trying to do better, you know, reading self-help books and things like that. But knowing when that negativity comes in, trying to set up what your standard is, trying to say, okay, this just happened. I'm going to take some time. So the first tip is to take some time. So if something happens on your job, take 10 minutes, take 5 minutes, walk away from that situation initially, especially if you know you're about to start cussing. And I know some of y'all laughed and some of y'all probably really can identify with that, because some things will happen and it's just knee jerk for you to really just say, oh, I'm about to cuss this woman out. I'm about to cuss this man out. I'm about to walk away, go to the bathroom, say a prayer, say a positive quote, speak some life into your situation. And seriously, it can be 2 minutes, it can be 5 minutes, it can be 10 minutes, whatever you need. Take that time for yourself, because I guarantee you, when you come back, you will be better. You won't be as angry. You won't be, you know, as upset. And you will not have said something that you will regret. So taking that time and just taking a step back when something immediately happens negative is going to be key in your success about trying to be positive and trying to bring positivity into your circle, into yourself, into your surroundings, into whatever you're doing. Because being positive is just 10 times more better than being negative. You know, it's like they say about your smile, you know, it takes more muscles to frown in your face than it does to smile. And when you spend a lot of time frowning in your face, it causes wrinkles. It just, you know, makes your face just, in all honesty, just look ugly. So who wants that? So tip number one really is take time out. When that negativity hits you, take a little bit of time before you just respond. Don't let it be a knee-jerk response. It's just like, you know, and I'm not really sure I ever mastered this. You'd have to ask my kids, but, excuse me. They say don't whoop your kids when you're angry. But my kids ain't got some angry whoopings. I ain't even going to lie to y'all. But anyway, but that's a parenting tip that is often said to, you know, they tell kid or parents that not to spank your kids when you're mad. You know, wait an hour before you spank them. And, you know, again, I think that's a benefit to the kids. I don't know if they done did something bad. They need that butt whooping right then, according to Angela. But anyway, I'll move on. But again, keeping, you know, taking time for yourself when that negativity hits you, when someone says something to you that's inappropriate, when someone does something to you that is inappropriate, please take time for yourself before you respond, before you get into it. And the next tip I'm going to go into, don't try to get other people on your team. It's not about, like, a lot of times when negativity happens to you, the first thing we want to do is we want to share it. But that's not necessarily good. You don't necessarily want to bring somebody else into it, because again, you're spreading negativity. So you don't want to do that. So that's tip two. Try to deal with it as much as you can on your own, especially if it only involves you and one other person or you and one other situation. Try not to bring someone else into it, because what I found is that people are Again, I have clients that want you to get on their pity party with them, or I've had clients that have been this way. You know, something's happening in their life, and it's like, oh, woe me. You know, I need you to, you know, hang out with me and have this pity party for a second. But what good is the pity party? What are you gaining even from the pity party? So I'm not with pity parties. I say don't bring anybody else into it. Try to deal with as much as you can. And this right here is, you know, keep it to yourself. It's like minimizing the gossip. Now, I know y'all know what that means, right? Minimize the gossip. Don't go to someone else gossiping. Oh, girl, let me tell you what just happened. Don't do that, because that's counterproductive. It is, and it's negative. Like, regardless of what you're accustomed to, regardless of what you think, that is negativity. It is spreading negativity, and it is negative. So if you are professing to be positive, you couldn't possibly be positive if you're gossiping. And that means talking about somebody. That means sharing, you know, negative stuff. That means, you know, you don't like somebody, and so you got to find somebody else who don't like that person. And, you know, women, we're notorious for that. But I've also found that men, they are a close second. They are not shying away from, you know, going to talking to other men about various things that's inappropriate and that they shouldn't be talking to them. So this message is not just for women. It's for everybody. We need to stop gossiping. We need to keep gossiping out of our lives. And I had a really good dear friend of mine. And again, I had to stop talking to her for a while. I didn't cut her off completely, but I started minimizing the conversation. And, you know, now we're on cell phones and we're in a texting age now. So most people don't talk on the phone nearly as much as they did back in the early 2000s or the late 90s or whatever. But I come from a phone generation. So I was one of those people that were on the phone late at night with my friend guy and all that. And but again, talking to my girlfriends over the phone as well. So but that was something that I learned with one of my close friends. And again, she probably doesn't even know this, but I would be busy, or I would be trying to be busy, because when you get into a gossiping state, it's counterproductive. You're not doing anything. You're not being productive. You're not taking care of what you need to do. If you think about the amount of time you spend gossiping with somebody, that 30 minutes, that hour and a half, that's 2 hours. And seriously, for me, I can really recall being on the phone sometimes with people for 2 hours, 3 hours. You know, I call myself multitasking, but I could have been doing so much more had I just, you know, stuck to, you know, being productive and having those tasks. So, you know, I want you guys to realize that it's counterproductive to be gossiping. But what I did, and again, I want to share with you, because I want to give you real life examples. I want to talk to you about real deal stuff. You know, but so the way I did it was I started minimizing the conversation. It wasn't that I cut her off. It wasn't that I stopped talking to her, but we would start talking. She would call me or I would call her, but it would be like a 10-minute conversation instead of an hour long conversation, because conveniently I would have to, you know, I got to go. I got to do this. You know, I would, you know, find a reason to not be on that phone. And I did have other stuff to do, because again, when I look back on it, I could have been so much more. I think about the hours that I spent talking to this person on the phone. And you know, there's just so much you can do. You know, I teach my mentees about that now with their social media. I teach them how, you know, you guys are spending so much time on social media. You could really be doing some things. You really could be walking in purpose. You really could be figuring out a vision for your life, or, you know, working on something positive. And you guys are spending all this time texting or watching TV and this, that, and other. All that stuff I figured out is a waste of time. And I'm not saying that, you know, you have to do that in your life. But all I'm suggesting is what I did with my situation was I started minimizing the conversations. And in doing that, I'm no longer talking. What the freak? Oh, hell.
I can't get no help from here. That's a good place to bless him. Listen, listen to the words.
See your name.
Even when the sun is up, yes it is. And from the top of your lungs, you shine.
Well, good morning and happy Tuesday to you guys out there in podcast world. It is Angela coming to you again with episode 2 today on my podcast. I really want to encourage you guys today. I want you to get something out of this podcast today. I normally talk about goals on Tuesdays, but I have been propelled to talk today to you guys about negativity. The negativity that comes in and out of our lives and the negative things, the negative people. And I want to really encourage you guys today to get rid of those things and to be intentional about getting rid of those things. So, negativity comes all shapes, sizes, colors, you know, family members, things like of that nature. So I want to really share some tidbits with you guys, some knowledge nuggets today about how to be intentional about getting that negativity out of your life. Because no matter how hard we try, the negativity is going to come. But what we can do our best to minimize that negativity. We can do our best to not get wrapped up in it and not be consumed by it. And, you know, some of the things that I've learned over my lifetime is that, again, if you're being intentional about something, you're determined to not allow yourself to get caught up. And that's what I want to encourage you guys today on this fabulous Tuesday. Don't allow the negativity to consume you. You know, there will be negativity. There will be negative people. There will be negative things. There will be negative situations. But the key really is how you respond to that. You know, so I want to talk a little bit about your response and you making sure that you're not necessarily responding back so that it becomes a vicious cycle. Because negativity is about a cycle. It is about, you know, something being continuous. And it's toxic, it's not good for you, and it's something that I feel like you can control. You know, a lot of people say they don't want negativity, but they run to it, they gravitate to it. It's something that they're accustomed to, and they're used to it, and, you know, they accept it. And so, you know, you have to really be intentional. You really have to be on purpose with trying to get rid of the negativity, and even if that's a family member. And I know for some of you, you probably know what I mean. You know, family sometimes the worst. Sometimes family just ain't got nothing positive to say or want to constantly remind you of where you've been. And they remember when and, you know, they know you better than anybody else. But, you know, when you're trying to be positive, when you're trying to live a positive lifestyle, nobody can stop you. And, you know, one of the biggest things for me, of course, as a Christian is my spirituality, the word of God and, you know, me praying and meditating on great things. But, you know, for those of you who may not be a Christian, there are still, you know, things, positive quotes and you just walking in positivity, you having different things that you can meditate on. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be from a biblical perspective, but there's a lot of positivity still in the world today. I don't, contrary to what, you know, people think. There is a lot of positivity, and you need to be a part of that positivity and let the negativity go. And so, you know, I will talk a lot about biblical principles and things that have worked in my life. But again, you know, take what you will and leave what you won't. And so, you know, in that way, again, it's about growth. Everything that I do in this podcast, everything that I do in my business, everything that I do in my family, it's always about growth. So how can it be wrong when we're trying to grow together and we're trying to move forward and we're trying to be better, right? And so again, you know, it's about being positive. It's not about being negative. And I don't want you guys to allow negativity to consume you, because with negativity comes stress. With negativity comes depression. With negativity comes a lot of different things that will cause you to be sick, ill, angry, mean, ornery, you know, whatever you want to say. All those terms fit right there with negativity. And so what I want you to be is joyful, happy, positive, boisterous, excited, you know, inspirational, those types of things, the positive things. I want to spin it. And so Today, again, I want to give you guys some tips today on how to get away from that negativity, how to, you know, embrace the positivity in your life. And even if it's few and far between, being intentional with keeping the positivity going in your life, because it is a choice. You know, people say, well, sometimes I just can't get away from, sometimes I can't do this. That's debatable. But again, I really feel like it is a choice. I've had several clients. I've had several people that I have coached and I have trained that really just had a negative spirit. And some people let that get in their spirit. But again, it's a process. You have to work just as hard to keep the negativity out of your life as you do bringing positivity in it. So, you know, what I'm saying is if you're accustomed to negativity and you are 45, does that mean that you can't ever become a positive person? Absolutely not. But you have to train yourself. You know, as a Christian, we say you got to train your spirit, man. You got to feed that spirit. If you feed that spirit, it's going to be more powerful than your flesh, because your flesh definitely wants to rise up. But you have to suppress that. You got to starve that flesh so that spirit man can rise up. And it's the same thing with negative and positive. If you feed the positivity, the negativity is going to die. And that's what I want you guys to get today. But again, I train people all the time. I had one client that, you know, swore up and down that he, you know, couldn't get rid of negative people in his life, and it was just plaguing him, and they were just following him, and he couldn't get rid of them. But again, we started talking about how much he was dealing with these people. We started talking about how much he was hanging out with them. And once he changed those types of things, you know, everything I talk about is a lifestyle change, and it doesn't happen overnight. So, you know, realize that you're going to have to put some work in. Realize that there are going to have to be some things that you do in your life to change it, to be intentional. I will talk about being intentional a lot, because you have to be intentional when you have got purpose. You know, you can just walk around all willy-nilly and it's just whatever, you know, whatever is destined to be. But sometimes we can help out with that, especially when I'm talking about, you know, positive auras and negative auras. You know, we can really help and we can assist with how those types of things are happening in and throughout our life. So, you know, I wanted to share with you, you know, I've been around negative people and I've had negative people in and out of my life. And, you know, the one thing I learned early on, especially when I started really calling myself a coach, it was that I was coaching long before it was called coaching, but it was family and friends that I was close to. And I would be giving advice and telling them. And, but really what it ended up being was I was being turned into a dump truck. They were dumping on me. Not intentionally, not, you know, oh, we're going to just dump this on her. No, that's not what I mean. But sometimes when you're that go-to person, you can take on so much of everybody else's stuff to where it corrupts your own self. It corrupts your own spirit. And so I had to learn, really, because what was happening was, and I'll give you a prime example. I had a girlfriend and she always had relationship woes. It was always something with her relationship. And I was her go-to. She would call me and we would be on the phone for hours on end talking about her man and her relationship. Mind you, this ain't a marriage. This is just a relationship. And I'm married at this time. So I'm trying to give the best advice that I can. But what I learned, seriously, after several years in our friendship, was this girl wasn't taking my advice. But what she was doing, she was freeing herself. She was venting to me. She was releasing it to me, not even to him, which is what I've learned sometimes is important. It's more important for you to vent to that person that you're going through that situation with than you to vent to other people. And so I had to cut her off. I had to say, oh, no, I'm no longer, you know, I've given you this advice. I've given you that advice. You've not taken it. I'm moving on. If you want to stay in this relationship, it's going to be you. But I can no longer try to encourage you. I can no longer try to give you advice because you're not taking it anyway. And that was a hard lesson for me. And it took me a while to learn that lesson. But no, people don't want your advice. They want their own advice. If the advice didn't come from them, they're not going to take it 9 times out of 10. And that's just the truth. So with me becoming a coach and me becoming, you know, starting to coach people, and it was life coaching starting out, and people were paying me for it. See, when people are paying for something, when they're invested in something, they're more likely going to do it. It kind of, in a sense, came across the same way. Not so much, because as coaches, we don't really give advice, but we are instrumental. We are the catalyst for helping you get to that advice. But at the it's very similar though. But again, when someone is investing, they're more likely to do it as opposed to them just being able to dump on you and to vent with you. And, you know, again, that is my inspiration for today. You know, don't be a dump truck for anybody. Don't allow someone else's negativity to corrupt your spirit. Don't allow someone else's negativity or their problems to resonate with you so much to where it becomes your problem. And these are things that you have to be intentional with. These are things that you have to do on purpose. No, ma'am, I'm not going to receive that. I can't take that. And you know, if it's too much talking and this, that, you got to cut it off. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But, you know, I think all of us have, and we have definitely people in our lives. And, you know, I mentioned it earlier, you know, sometimes family is the worst. Family is the worst. You know, I think back, you know, about my dad, and my dad was just kind of a negative person. You know, God rest his soul. I loved him. I love him still. And he was a fun guy. He could laugh and joke, you know, and have a good time. But there were just certain times in his life where he just was negative. Like you weren't going to call him and get no positive word. And I thank God the last time I talked to him, he was really super positive. And you know how people say, you know that you're going on to the next level when you start doing, because it was really weird because he really was positive. He had nothing negative to say and this, that, and the other. But this is just who he was. My dad dealt with a lot of different things in his life that I think, you know, back in his time, things weren't diagnosed and things weren't called what they were called. You know, where you always was believing God. There's nothing wrong with believing God for stuff, but there are MDs in this world for a reason, people. And we need to really, you know, respect that and listen to that, because God's going to do his part, but you got to do your part in the natural. Isn't that what the word of God says? The natural first, then the spiritual. So, but anyway, so, you know, I know my dad had his woes even from childhood until he was, you know, 50. But at the same time, he just was a negative person. You could call him and he would, you know, talk about people real bad and stuff like that. And so, but I think it wasn't a matter of him embracing the negativity. I think he just accepted it. And for you guys, I want you to be better than that. I don't want you to accept it. You know, there are things that happen that are bad in life. And there are things that you may be around that are bad. But you get to choose whether you're going to, you know, accept that, or denounce it, or cast it down, or push it back, or close your doors to it, or put up a wall to it. You really do have a choice. And that's what I want you guys to get from this podcast today, that you have a choice, especially about the negativity in your life, right? So I want to get into my tips today. I want to talk to you guys about how do you become intentional with deleting negativity and minimizing negativity in your life? And, you know, it's not always easy. It is a process. Like I said, you know, I had a situation where someone was really close to me and I had to, you know, stop talking to this person because, well, actually, you know what? I'm gonna get into my first tip. My first tip about negativity is taking a step back. Taking time away from it. So when something negative hits you, step back. Don't deal with it instantly. Don't feel like you have to respond instantly. Take 5 minutes. Take 2 minutes. If you're in the workplace, go to the bathroom. These are all helpful hints, but step away from it. And I guarantee you, you know, especially if you step away from it and you meditate on a scripture, or you meditate on a positive quote, or you just, you know, recite that positive quote out loud, it's going to help you, because it's going to reinforce positivity as opposed to you just accepting what was said to you negatively or what was just done negatively, you know. So it's like combating it. So step away for a second, then come back. And I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, when you come back from a situation, you are not that same angry person. You know, they talk about this in parenting a lot now today. And I don't think my kids would amen this. But anyway, they talk about it a lot in parenting about how you're not supposed to spank your kids when you're angry. My kids didn't reap the benefit of that, because if I was mad, they was going to get their little butts toe up right then. And so, but I do think it's a good thing, because I think that, of course, when you're angry, think about when you're in a relationship with your spouse, when you're saying different things, when you're angry, you will say anything. And you have to really bridle that tongue when you're angry. And so that is what the taking a step back for. Taking time. Take time out to make sure that you don't say something that you're going to regret. Take time to make sure that you're not going to, put your foot in your mouth and then you can't take it out, right? So take that time. It's really going to help you from, keeping the negativity going, so to speak. And so, that's my first tip. I really want you to step back from whatever the situation is. Take whatever time you need. If it's 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you need, take that time so that you don't get yourself caught up. Because a lot of times it's bait. You know, somebody will say something to you to bait you into getting into an argument. But trust me, people, it is a choice out here today whether you choose life or you choose death. You know, the word of God says life and death is in the power of the tongue. Your tongue is very powerful. So if you take that step back, you are so much more likely to not say something that you're going to regret. So that's my first tip. And, I had to learn it the hard way too. I mean, my tongue ain't always been the best. It's definitely getting better. I thank God I ain't where I want to be, but I ain't where I used to be either. So, again, guys, nobody's perfect. You know, even everyone who does these podcasts and come out here to encourage you or, trying to get you to get your self-help on and you do better and you be better and you be a leader. You know, everybody has struggles. And if they tell you that they don't, they're lying. And if they tell you that they don't, you all not want to listen to them, because I don't want to listen to nobody who ain't been through nothing. So I'm telling you today that Angela Pride has been through some things. I've grown. I've moved forward. I've definitely progressed. That is what I want my life to be about. And I hope that that's what you want your life to be about as well. Progression. Always moving forward. Don't get stuck. Don't stay stagnant. Don't be so complacent that you can't do, what you need to do in your life to make sure that it's positive, right? Okay, so my second tip for you guys on getting the negativity out is keep it to yourself. And this is one of the ones I said I was going to talk about later. You know, a lot of times when negativity hit us, we want to go and grab somebody else and immediately share with them what just happened. Girl, guess what happened? Or girl, guess what they just said about this? Or girl, guess who just said this? Or boy, guess what happened? Or whatever. You know, it's not just women. And this one here, it really though is pertaining to gossip. And, we as women, we know that we can gossip with the best of them. But I'm telling you, men are definitely running a close second. Men have gotten to the point where they probably gossip a lot more than women. And we've got to get out of that, because gossiping is negativity. If you're talking about someone, if you're speaking death on someone, if you're talking about I don't like him or I don't like her, or I can't stand him or I can't stand her, that's gossiping. And, we used to say back in the day, oh, that's childish. Oh, that's high school. But, with the things that they've got on TV now with the housewives and the hip hop and the love and this, I enjoy true entertainment TV. I do. I enjoy the scandals because it's a script. But, when you're talking about reality TV and people actually living this way, when you're talking about 30-year-old women fighting 30-year-old women and 40, I'm not fixing to fight nobody. I'm not about to do that. I wouldn't stand on the tail. I have two daughters. So what would I look like trying to fight somebody or trying to pour a drink on somebody? It's classless. It's not ladylike. And it's shameful. And my thing is this. Yes, it's on TV. And yes, it's entertainment. But a lot of us don't know the difference. See, it's one thing when you know the difference and you can separate and you can just hee it off and say, oh, that's not how real people act. But when you find yourself wanting to go and find her because she done said something to your man and this, that, no, you done crossed the line. So let me bring it back, though. I really want to focus on gossiping. But what I said all that to say that a lot of this stuff gets into your spirit. It gets into your mind. When you see it, it goes into your brain. You start processing that. And you have to be careful about what you're processing inside of your mind. And so, that's why I say it ain't for everybody. Some people can watch it and go on about their life and be just fine. But there are people who can't watch that stuff because they cannot differentiate. They cannot make the separation. And so if that's you, you don't need to be watching it. Because when you watch that type of stuff, it sets you up for more gossiping. It sets you up for, you know, calling your girlfriend and saying something bad about the girl in your cubicle. It causes you to just gossip more. And I think back to, you know, when the phone era wasn't a cell phone, but, you know, talking on the phone, it's still like, if you listen to your grandma or maybe your great aunt or something, they talk on the phone because that's the generation that they come from. I come from that generation of being on the phone late at night and talking. And now I think about it and it's so time consuming and so counterproductive. But I used to be on the phone with people for 2 and 3 hours. I can remember talking to my mother-in-law for 3 and 4 hours. I'm driving somewhere. I'm still on the phone with her. I'm talking to her. You know, whatever. But anyway, so I don't think the millennials are too into that. But at the same time, what the millennials have switched for talking on the phone, they're using social media. They're texting. They're on social media hours out of the day. And I always tell my mentees, the girls that I mentor, calculate that time. Log that time. Really, log. Be honest. Nobody's got to look at it but you. But when you see how much time you're spending on social media or on the phone or gossiping, it is counterproductive. You are wasting hours out of your day. You are wasting your life away doing something that is not going to benefit you at all. Not going to bring you any money. Not going to help you get any money. All of the above. So we have to be mindful of that sort of thing. But in particular, like I said, gossiping is about negativity. We need to cut that out. We cannot accept that in our lives. We cannot be gossiping about people. We cannot be talking negative. We have got to speak life. We have got to keep it positive. If that's your intention, if your intention is to keep positive vibes around you, if your intention is to be positive, if your intention is to minimize the negativity, gossiping cannot be a part of your life. It can't be a part of your day to day. It can't be a part of who you are. And I know you guys understand what I'm talking about because, again, it is not a positive thing. So cut out the gossiping. You know, so the first tip was take time, step away for a second, breathe. You know, say breathe. You know, it's part of one of my stress things. When you breathe, you know, it slows down your heart rate and it causes a calm, so to speak. And it doesn't work for everybody, but it does work. But take that time, step away. And then the tip number two, keep it to yourself. Stop gossiping. You don't need someone to amen everything that you do, especially if it's something negative. You know, a lot of people, a lot of clients that I've had, you know, they want that pity party. I've had clients that I had to stop coaching because they wanted a pity party. Oh, woe is me. Oh, this is happening to me because I'm black. Oh, this is happening to me because I'm a woman. Oh, this is happening to me. No, I'm not going to get on that pity party with you. They want someone to come in and amen that negativity. And I'm not the one to do it. But there are people out there that would do it, but you don't even need to seek that. If something negative happens to you, keep it to yourself, at least for now. You don't need someone to help you deal with it. Because when you're being intentional, you will come up with a way to deal with it. You will come up with a way to cast it down, to throw it out, to bind it up, to put your walls up so that it doesn't come in. You will have positive things around you so that you can just, again, shut it out of your life. Right? So no more gossiping. If you are a gossiper, you know, you really do need to seek some help. You know, you need to seek some prayer. You need to ask the prayer warriors to be praying for you. You need to be speaking that over your, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. But what we have to realize is that we can speak over ourselves. You don't necessarily have to wait for somebody else to speak over you. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you determine whether it's a good day. Right. And of course, it's a good day. It's another day for you to walk in purpose. It's another day for you to carry out your goals. So how can it not be a good day? Right. You just got to learn how to embrace that. And again, people, it's a process. It doesn't always just go real easy. It's not always going to be smooth, but it is what it is. So allow yourself to take these couple of tips. I am going to take a break real quick just to get a drink of water. But I will be right back with you guys and we will continue this talk. Right now we're talking about negativity. We're talking about how to get that negativity out of your life, whether it's people, places, or things. get them out of your life so that you can be positive, so that you can have longevity in your life, and so that you can live a prosperous life, right? I'll be right back.
Tell you one thing, remember, just know he has his hand. He has his hand. Yes, he does. He said, he'll see you through. And when you cry, he's holding you. So just leave.
Back with you guys today. When will you win? You will start winning with today, right? You're going to start being positive. You're going to start speaking life. You're going to cut out the negativity and you're going to minimize it. You're going to keep it. And I want to go continue on with this topic. And tip number three I want to give you is that it is a choice. You really, you know, I've talked about this whole time being intentional. It is a choice. And you have to learn that in your life, it's, choices are about responsibility as well as they're about accountability. So you've got to make sure that you continue to profess this, that everybody knows that you're trying to be more positive, that you're not trying to embrace negativity. You know, because the thing about it is a lot of things happen. Again, there are things going on right now in the world of politics. Well, you may have a difference of opinion than someone else, but don't allow that to consume you. None of these politicians are really directly working for us, if we're just being honest. So don't get so caught up in, oh, I'm a Republican. Oh, I'm a Democrat. Oh, I don't care. I don't want to, you know, vote for anybody. I don't want to do anything for anybody. No, don't get so caught up in that because, again, it's negativity. And you've got to realize that these people are all human. There is no perfect man on earth. So, or woman, for that matter. So there are going to be mistakes. There are going to be things that you don't agree with. Tell me a president, tell me a governor, tell me a local official that you have believed and you have trusted and they have done everything that you wanted to do. I'm going to just sit right here and wait. Nobody, I can tell you. Because there's nobody. There's nobody. You're going to agree with everything that they say. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants their candidate to win. But we cannot be so corrupt by these politics that we allow that to change our character. We allow that to change who we are as people. You know, we really have to start embracing, you know, this humanity. This culture, you know, a lot of things going on now in life that could be positive or negative. You know, kids, black kids getting killed in the street and nobody being held accountable for it. You know, so you got the Black Lives Matter movement going. Then you've got the people that are, oh, Blue Lives Matter too. You know, the thing is that if something is wrong, be the standard enough to stand up and say it's wrong. Don't try to come with something else to counter what someone else is saying, because honestly, that's where the hatred comes from. That's why we can't get along now, because there is so much venom out here with this negativity and everybody having to have a last word or everybody feeling right and everybody wanting to be right or wanting to be in a certain position. You know, you really just need to choose for yourself, like who you are as a person. What are your morals and what are your values? And even if that's different from someone else's, try to understand their perspective sometimes. You're not always right. And so I'm saying that because, again, a lot of this stuff brings about negativity. I don't mean to be preaching to you today, but I really want you to be serious about negativity, getting it out of your life and not having it be a part of your life. You should be able to be friends with anybody, no matter what color they are. Not all black people are bad. Not all white people hate black people. You know, as a black woman, I feel some things a little bit more than some of my white counterparts. But so what? If they're truly my friend, if they truly want to know what I'm going through, they'll talk to me. They won't make assumptions. They won't lump everybody in the same category. They won't lump all white people together. They won't lump all Latino people together. They won't lump all black people together. Everybody is different. There is no representative for a particular color of people. And we need to get that out of our heads because that's part of that negativity too. But getting back to the choice, making a choice for your life, not allowing someone else to make that choice for your life. I do a seminar on writing goals, and what I found, in all honesty, is that a lot of people have other people's goals that they're trying to live out. What are your goals? What is your choice in life? Are you going to be negative because mama was negative? Are you going to be negative because daddy was negative? I just gave you guys in the first segment an example of my own father. And I loved my father was my hero. He really was. But he had some negative components to his life that I was able to see crystal clear, seriously, as an adult. I mean, I saw him as a kid, but, you know, as a kid, you don't really have a lot of choices. But clearly, as an adult, I saw, and I did not want those same negative results to impact my children. So I had to make a choice. So just because mama did it, just because grandma did it, just because daddy did it, doesn't mean you have to do it. So with that being said, let's make our choices and let's be accountable for the choices that we make. We can make mistakes and we can make amends for those mistakes. You know, forgiveness is crucial. Forgiveness is key. If somebody wronged you, and they seriously want to take an opportunity to make that wrong right, no, it might be an open wound, and you may not be able to just right off the bat, you know, say, okay, yeah, we cool again. But again, try the process and try to make it happen. Try to forgive and try to let it go. Because forgiveness is for you. So when you are making these choices in your life about what's going to be positive, what's going to be negative, how you're going to live, those are going to determine how much negativity is going to surround you. So I want you guys to really, you know, again, be mindful of your choices and be accountable for your choices. Be accountable for your decisions. If it's some negativity, you know, I tell my son right now who has had some issues with discipline with some of his teachers at school, you know, and again, I just think it's one of those things. You know, it's not anything. I don't blame him for who he is and this, that. He has an opinion. We teach our kids to be opinionated, but at the same time, he has to also be accountable. He also has to take responsibility for his actions. So when you do something and your teacher reacts, you can't just blame it on the teacher. You got to look at what you did. And it's the same for adults. It's the same way for anyone in life. Anyone should be able to listen to this podcast and it makes sense to them. That's the other thing about me, guys. I want to be practical. I don't want to get all deep. I don't want to get too deep to where, you know, you can't understand what I'm saying and my words are so big and, you know, it's just unrelatable. I want you to be able to relate to what I'm saying and keeping out negativity in your life. You're going to need some accountability partners. You're going to have to let some people know I'm trying to be positive. And if I'm trying to be positive and that means that Jane is negative and I'm hanging out with Jane too much, I need to take some responsibility and remove Jane. And you know, I'll give you guys another personal example. I had a friend, I didn't shun her, but she was very negative. I used to talk to her all the time. I started minimizing the conversation. I have so much in my head, I'm not sure I shared that with you guys or not yet. But anyway, I started minimizing. I didn't cut her off. I ain't tell nobody, oh, I got to cut Jenny off. No, and that's not her name, just hypothetically. But I got to cut Jenny. No, what I started doing was I started conveniently being more productive, conveniently being more busy. So it wasn't that I stopped talking to Jenny altogether, but me and Jenny's conversations may have been 10, 15 minutes, whereas in the past, they were an hour and 2 hours. because Jeannie was a gossiper. Jeannie had a lot of problems. Jeannie never really had nothing positive to say. And Angela was trying to be positive. So I had to make a decision in my life. I had to be accountable for me. I didn't want to just blame Jeannie. But, you know, and again, we're still friends. We still talk. But that negativity shifted because I took some accountability for myself. I took some responsibility for myself and I took action. So take time, keep it to yourself, stop gossiping. Number three is life is about choices. What are you going to choose? And are you going to choose to walk that out? Step four is about the walking it out. What action are you willing to take to be more positive? You can't just talk about it. You got to be about it. You got to do something. Life is always about doing something. That is one of my mantras. Action is required. You are going to have to do something today to shut that negativity out. You're not just going to be able to wake up and woo-saw and it goes away. Because it's coming. It's coming from whether the dog poops in the wrong place in the house. It's coming from whether it's raining outside and you don't function real well if it's raining. It's coming from you might get a call from school because your kid is having some disciplinary problem. It's coming. How are you going to respond? And what action are you going to be willing to take to minimize it, to block it, to turn it into positivity? So those are just a few tips that, again, I wanted to share with you guys today. I love encouraging you guys. I really am enjoying this podcast situation. I think that, you know, again, it's just another avenue for me to reach my people and for me to encourage you guys. I want you guys to follow me here. It's on Podbean. It's just Angela Pride. I didn't attach my business name or anything like that because I didn't feel like it was necessary. I just want to talk to you. I just want to encourage you. I just want to motivate you. I want to keep you guys motivated in every aspect of your life. And yes, that means taking out the negativity. You know, when a lot of good things are coming to you, you can rest assured it's some negativity going to come. Because that's how the enemy works, really. Like, you know, yeah, you just as soon as you think you're running through the field and it is nothing but roses, here comes something to attack you. But how are you going to respond? Are you going to take time to get yourself together before you do a knee-jerk response? Are you going to keep it to yourself or are you going to try to go out there and run and try to get a pity party going? Are you going to realize that whatever you do, it is your choice, not someone else's? And are you going to take action to make sure that it doesn't stay negative? Well, I'm going to get out of here today. Again, I think I've given you guys a lot of knowledge nuggets about, you know, just keeping the negativity to a minimum. Because, again, it's going to come. It's inevitable. Let's not play pretend and pretend that every day is Sunday and that every day is roses and there's no bad things that are going to happen. They are going to happen. But you have more power than you think. You know, and one of the other things that I talk to my mentees in particular, but adults as well, in training courses is self-control. That's a big one. And I think that's probably another one that I'll do a podcast on, self-control, because not enough people realize the power that they have in themselves. And so, again, you've got a lot of power. And I want to give you the ability to take that power back, to own that power, to embrace that power, and to not misuse that power. But again, self-control, it's a powerful thing. And so if we can just get a grip on that, we definitely can keep some of this negativity down to a minimum. And no matter who it is, no matter if it's someone close to you, someone who's just a coworker or an associate, you still have a choice in the matter. You still can keep it to a minimum. So I'm going to be signing off here on this fabulous Tuesday, and I want you guys to be blessed. I want you to have a prosperous day, and I want you to continue to look for my next podcast coming up, and I will be bringing it to you really, really soon. Y'all have a happy Tuesday.
Listen. He sees the tears you cry, and he shares your pain inside, and sometimes you wonder why he allows you to go through what you go through.
listen.
Just know he has his hands on you.
That's a good place to slip up those hands and give him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help in here. That's a good place to bless him. Listen, listen to the words.